It's Ebony and Ivory.
Sassy after six.
Hey guys, it's me, Ivory.
Hi everyone, it's me and it's Ebony. I'm just sitting here. We're recording from two non-disclosed, very super secret locations, recording our first ever episode, our pilot. Woo-hoo! Yeah. Alrighty.
First.
Alrighty. So, Ivory.
Yes.
What's on your mind?
I don't know. Food. I'm very hungry. See, the thing is, me and Ebony, we work at a location where we are the last shift. So this is kind of like our happy hour. From 8 to 10 is when we need to do like everything we need to do before the next day.
It's certainly very happy when we can get the fuck out of there. Did you launch out, by the way?
Did you log me out at 8 o'clock,
by the way? Because I didn't do that.
Oh, I'm sorry. What'd you say?
Did you log me out at 8 o'clock? Because I didn't do that.
I did. I was like, oh my God, it's supposed to be 8:01 and she hasn't even logged out yet. I was like, boop, boop.
No, see, like, I wasn't even paying attention. I was knitting. I was like watching TV. I wasn't even paying attention.
I know. And I was like, is she like, did she get up or like, what did she do? I'm like trying to figure out exactly what's going on. So it was like probably like 8. In some, like, 30 seconds. I was like, all right, whatever. I'm just going to log out. She'll be fine. She'll still get paid.
Exactly. As long as I still get paid for the full 8 hours.
Exactly. So, actually, talk about getting paid. So, Now that my oldest son has a job, he is definitely staying on track of his hours. He was like, man, they made me clock out at 9:30, then ask you to stay to clean the kitchen. What about my 30 minutes? I was like, oh my God. Like, he's been so
welcome to the real world.
Exactly. Adulting sucks. Very, 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 very. I wish I could just go back. Like, I didn't even choose to come here. I really didn't. I want to go back.
I know. I want to go back, to college years and live. I want to live college forever. Like, I want to be 18 forever.
18 forever, though?
You know, that was my first year of college. I had so much fun. I took up fencing. And I had a guest starred on, like, a radio show. Well, actually, that was sophomore year. So maybe I'll be 19 forever. Because sophomore year was, like, the best year ever. And I had no adult responsibilities. My mom and my dad paid for everything. It just, you know, it worked. Life was good.
But think about all the things that you can't do at 19. You can't drink legally.
You're on college. Of course you can drink. No one's going to stop you if you drink in college.
But you can't go into like a restaurant and like enjoy and relax and have a glass of wine.
You know what though? Okay, so on my 21st birthday, my mom took me to Olive Garden. We were like, I had my ID and you know, It wasn't flipped over. It was still vertical, you know, because it was my 21st birthday and I hadn't gone to the DMV. I hadn't flipped it to horizontal. We go into Olive Garden and she looks at my ID and goes, I realize you're 21, but we can't take it because it's vertical. And we're just sitting there like, this is bullshit.
Are you serious?
Who would be so stupid as to fake a vertical 21-year-old ID? Like,
on your
fake
birthday?
It,
is she serious?
Yeah. It's ridiculous. So I had to go. And yeah, I was so mad. So my mom ordered like 3 margaritas and I just drank them with her.
Yes,
no one, like who's going to stop me from sharing a margarita with my mom? I've been sharing wine with my parents at a restaurant since I was 16. Like,
wow.
Seriously, people.
That's just here
get your shit together.
But I wouldn't, I don't know. I don't, see, the thing is, like, I don't like, so my son drinks, my oldest, of course, and he's not 21 as of yet. I just don't want him to, like, pick up that habit. I want him to at least, like, have, like, a dry moment in life, and then you can do whatever you want. Then you can have, like, the crazy life.
No, I agree. My parents wanted us to get, like, early exposure, I guess, and they said, you know, if you ever drink, it's going to be in the house, like, you're not going to, like, go out and do anything crazy. And I don't have a problem with alcohol now. My sister is a functional alcoholic, but
I am
fine.
Wait, what do you mean functional? Like, she could just be, like, at a family event and just
She drinks a lot. Yeah, she just, like, drinking all the time. When we're, like, at dinner or whatever, she orders, like, 3 different drinks. And, like, she's always drinking something. So, you know, functional alcoholic.
Can you imagine just like they're chasing, like, I guess, like addiction, you're just chasing something. Like, I wouldn't, I don't, it's just, it's hard. I don't even know, like, how to imagine to have, like, something you're chasing like that and you never get it. Like,
I don't even know.
It's
Yeah,
crazy. Crazy.
But I mean, we all have addictive personalities, like addictive personalities. So I'm not really that surprised. But yeah, no, I mean, but my parents were always like really all for us, like being responsible with it. So
I think if you do it like that, it's better. It turns out better. But I think when you hide it and make it seem like it's so like taboo, that's when I feel like it becomes a problem because they're sneaky and you're being
right.
Sneaky
I mean, that's.
About it.
Yeah. That's when rebellion starts. Like, just like, oh, my parents say I can't have alcohol. Well, I'm going to have some anyway, and I'm going to get blackout drunk and then,
exactly,
you know, go do whatever. And so, you know, my parents were always like, this is what alcohol is. Don't drink it outside of the house. And like, and my dad, you know, my dad was always, you know, he always wants drinking buddies when it comes to wine. So I've been mm-hmm. drinking wine with him since I was like 16 years old.
Oh my God.
He'd give me a glass of some like nasty Chardonnay. Ooh. And make me drink it with him. Now, oh. I hate Chardonnay now. I only drink Prosecco. That's the only type of wine I drink now.
I don't like white wine. I do not like white wine anymore. I don't know what it is. Okay, so like, in the African American community, like when Moscato became so like popular, it was just like everybody was drinking Moscato. I'm not even gonna fake, I was drinking Moscato too, but it's too sweet and it's a dessert wine. You eat it with dessert. I mean, you drink it with dessert.
Yeah, us white folks, we're always drinking white wines. Except I hate like flat wine. I need sparkling. Like I'm gonna drink a wine, I need sparkling rosé or prosecco or something, because flat wine
fizzy. She's
is
a fizzy girl. She's a fizzy girl.
I am a fizzy girl. Like I drink fizzy water too. It's, everything is fizzy.
My favorite wine is red, and I can go from a Cabernet to what is the other one? Come on, I'm losing my mind. I'm lost.
You like Pinot Noir?
Yes, that's the one. Let me tell you something. That wine makes me feel so damn sexy.
I hate red wine.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, my God. And I don't know if it's just me and I'm just drunk, but I feel like red wine turns my lips like a little like purplish.
It does a little bit. It's like the more you drink, the more purple you get, honestly. I'm a little purple too.
Well, I can drink a whole bottle, so yes.
I hate, like, I only like fruity red wines. Most red wines are so bitter though, and they're so like a woody taste almost.
I love
but
it.
But I hate that. I like, if it's a sweeter red wine, I might be okay, but like otherwise I just cannot, because it's like it almost tastes too alcoholic.
You know, really?
Yeah, I mean, it's not.
So you just want to be faked.
Yeah.
You want to be fake on your alcohol.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But it's the same reason I don't drink like a hard liquor. It's not just because it's a lot of alcohol. It's because it tastes like alcohol. I don't like that. It's why, I only drink, the only hard liquor I drink is vodka from Russia. It's the pure shit. Doesn't taste like anything. But it still gets you trashed out of your mind.
Oh my God. I gotta, you still haven't brought me Russian vodka. I definitely need to taste that.
I probably just need a shot.
That's it.
Oh, all you'll need is a shot and you'll be on your ass. Flat on your face.
Let me tell you, things happen to me when I drink. So I have personalities. They all have names. I know this sounds crazy. So when I drink, Ray Ray comes out. And we don't want Ray Ray to come out. It's
But Ray Ray sounds fun.
No, she's not fun, honey. Not at all. She will fight you. And then wake up in the morning, cry, and realize what she did.
Cry and realize she beat the crap out of someone.
I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to act that way. It's just, I was drinking.
It's okay. If it makes you feel any better, I have an alter ego and her name is Stephanie.
Ooh, how is Stephanie?
You know, she's a little sassier than usual.
Is she sassy after six?
Sassier after six. She's a bitch all the time. She's a bitch all the time.
Oh my God. Okay, so wait. So these personalities, what do you have a idea like what they look like?
So, you know, it's hard to, you know, for Stephanie, it's hard to know what she looks like. I think she looks a lot like me, but like, like prettier.
What? Come on, like, you're pretty.
Like, thank you. No, but like, she's like super stick thin. She's like supermodel sexy and she knows it. And she's a kind of a bitch about it all the time. And she doesn't have to come out when I'm drunk. She's in there.
Oh.
She's in there all the time. And then I have an inner fat girl that makes me eat a lot.
We don't say fat, we say plus size. We're plus two. We love you guys.
Okay. I have a plus size. I have a little plus size girl inside me that makes me eat a lot. And her name is Diana.
Oh my God.
And she comes out when I'm hangry.
Oh my God. We don't want Diana. I think I've
don't.
I think I've seen her before.
You might have.
At work, right before lunch.
I think you might have. Comes out every now and then. Right around 2:30.
Like, I'm getting out of here.
Fuck you guys. Oh, and then she goes away. She goes away once I've eaten. So wait, what is your alter ego? What does she look like? What is in your mind? What does she look like?
There are a few names I can't disclose. There are a few names I can't disclose.
Okay.
Because they come out in private times. But okay, so there's me.
Okay.
My real person, and then there's Shay. And Shay is more of like the seductive, like everybody wants. Like she's the one that does like burlesque dancing with like fishnets and
ooh,
and
sexy.
Heels. Yes, yes, yes. That's Shay.
Okay.
And then there is Ray Ray, and she's more of the like wants to fight everybody. Just wants to like she's a girl that you want to bring with you, like if you're gonna go fight somebody, because she's definitely gonna like have your back.
Is she like that? Is she like the stereotypical angry woman that's like taking off her hoop earrings, like all her rings?
Me,
like,
yeah, oh my- she is the angry black woman. Yes, angry black woman to 100. Definitely. And then there, yeah, that's it. Those are the ones I can provide.
When does Shay come out when you're drinking also, or just Ray Ray come out when you're drinking?
No. Okay, so this depends on what you're drinking. So if you're drinking the white stuff, Ray Ray comes out. But if you are drinking wine, Shay comes out full force to 100.
Okay, that makes sense. All right. Yeah, when I drink, like when I'm like drunk, it's just Ebony, really. Like it's just me. But I either, like, depending on what I'm drinking, I either get really, like, cryy, like, I just cry a lot, or I get really chatty. Uh-huh. You know, like, it's like one personality trait of mine comes out in full force. So I'm like, I'm talking someone's ear off, or I'm crying about nothing, or I'm, like, get really giggly, like, really happy. But I've never, you know, those are the only three things that really happen when I'm drunk, and depending what I'm drinking, all three of those things can happen.
Oh my God.
All three of those things have happened.
Wow.
Not at one time, but like one right after the other. Like the drunker I get. So like the first thing that happens, like I get, you know, the chatty is like the lowest level of drunk, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the happy is like second level. And then the crying means I'm wasted.
She went from first to second to wasted. You didn't even go to third. No, there's a point. There's a third point where you're like drunk, but you're still like functional. And then it's like you have that one last shot that gets you wasted. It just be that one last shot that gets you like fucked up.
Yeah, and like sometimes Diana comes out, and when I'm like wasted, you know, because I get hangry and I like. I'm just upset. Like, I'm just like a crying plus size girl who wants food.
You know what? Like, I'm done. I'm done. Crying plus size girl. Oh my God.
That's like, you know, she comes out sometimes when I'm like extra drunk. So.
Well, now you guys know we like to drink here at Sassy After Six.
We are. Super Sassy After Six. Okay, let's play a game. We were talking about it yesterday. We were talking about it yesterday. We don't have to play the whole game because it's kind of a long game. But let's play a game.
Okay.
Let's play 20 questions.
You just made me choke.
I'm sorry.
Okay. No. Let's talk about the reason why we were going to do 20 questions. Why I suggested you to do 20 questions. That's okay. What we're supposed to be talking about.
Okay, why we're playing 20 questions? Okay, so the short version of why we're playing 20 questions is I met this girl online, and she's nice, but says the weirdest shit. Like, says the weirdest stuff, and she talks like that. Always, not just over text, and it was exhausting. And she, you know, and I'm not convinced that she can say anything, like have like a real conversation that's not about nonsense. But you suggested that we should play 20 questions, like,
yes,
get to know her, because I don't know her, like, I have no idea.
I won't know her on the first date. I should give her a chance. Like,
but we've been talking for like 2.5 weeks, and all I know about her is that she says weird shit and is like oddly creative. Like, that's all I know. Oh, and I know that she's a trans woman. That's like, that's the only three things I know. She says weird shit, she's trans, and she's creative. All I got.
Wait.
She has a cat.
She's trans. Okay, so I'm
She's
not,
a transgendered like, woman.
So
she's a transgendered woman. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. She looks good, though. She's so pretty.
What?
Yeah. She still has, like, a masculine husk to her voice, though, which I find kind of sexy, honestly. Like,
that explains everything. Why you find... Do you think you're just kind of, like, confused?
Me confused?
I mean, like...
Like,
her.
Oh, she's confused.
Like, it's, like... She doesn't know what to play. Like, it's nervous.
Maybe. But it, like, all the time over text, though, too. There's, like what kind of... we can't have, like, a real conversation, you know? Like, I have trouble having a real conversation with her. I think that...
But I had examples.
Well, I showed you the example. Like, you know, she says, good morning. My house of cheese is finally built. So now I have my house of cheese. And they're like, oh, what? Or she once, oh, here's a good one. She once greeted me in the morning with, so it was I something like, you, like, your cat and your dog and my cat all come together and they're howling. They're on your bed, they're howling. And then a whole bunch of other cats come in and, like, create a chorus. And they open up a
wait, wormhole. I'm sorry. Does this just randomly happen? Like, these are, like, random texts you get?
This is a random text I get. And I'm then, like, they open up a wormhole to an alternate universe made of chocolate. That's an example of a good morning text. And I'm sitting there like, what? Like, I don't
why
understand.
Couldn't
it
be a simple, like, good morning? How are you? Did you sleep well?
I don't think she has ever once asked me how I am, how I'm doing, how did I sleep, how was your day, whatever. No, it's always something about nonsense. And I'm sitting here like, can you just be an adult for like 2 seconds? She's my age. Can't you just be an adult and like say hello?
Wow.
How are you?
And that's, well, maybe she's just trying. Trying too hard. Maybe that's what it is.
That's what I think too, but her trying too hard is exhausting. Like, she sent me, like, her text this morning was like, whoops, I accidentally turned you into a bonsai tree. Good morning. And I was just like, can we not do this just one day?
Oh my God.
Can we just not? So I like, and I texted her later. Like, I texted her like a few hours later because I was just like, I can't even right now.
Jesus. Okay. See, now I get it. Cause I'm like, let me just give her a chance, but maybe she's just trying too hard. And it's like, how do you tell someone they're trying too hard? Like,
I don't know. And like, I don't know how to be like, yeah, like I don't want to say anything like that to her because I don't want to hurt her feelings. But how can I tell her, like, your ridiculousness is why we're not going to, like, date?
I don't think you should tell her straight up like that.
No, exactly. I can't tell her that. I can't tell her anything like that because I don't want to hurt her feelings. Oh, so God. I don't know how to have that conversation with her.
Yeah, I wouldn't know what to say. Like, that's crazy. I had this one guy, whenever we talked on the phone, he would always, like, sniff. Like he had snot in his nose. So it was always, like, no. It was, like, in his throat. So it'd be, like,
oh.
Like, oh, my God. It would be, like, us talking.
What kind of gross, though?
A regular conversation. And he would, like, snort in that, whatever he was snorting in, snot, phlegm. I don't know what the hell it was.
Ew. That's disgusting.
Very. Very, very, very disgusting.
Well, it's, like, my mom and my sister do that. Like, when they have to clear their throat, they go,
like, yeah, but
I do that all like the time. In the middle of a phone
conversation.
Oh yeah, no, they do that. Just like they do that in person, or like if they do it on the phone, they like move the phone away. You know?
Wow.
It's oh, wow. Yeah, it's gross.
Oh my God, we actually went over our set time.
We did. I'm having fun.
I am, but we do have to come to an end.
Oh man. All right. Well, I've been eating.
I have too, but I've been trying to like I was like, I had to do this. Like, we had to do this today. Like, I was telling my boyfriend, I was like, we have to do this today. And then I was like, can you please just go get the food?
And what is he gonna listen to this?
Yeah, he was just listening to us.
Oh. I hope he thinks we're funny. He better think we're funny. We are funny.
We are. We are.
We're adorable and hilarious.
After six. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Oops. Wait. I think we screwed that up.
Yeah. We'll get better. It's our first one. We'll get better.
Yes. It's our first episode out of, you know, however many until we decide we're done with this. Alrighty, everybody. Well, thank you so much for listening to our very first episode of Ebony and Ivory, Sassy After Six. Stay sassy, everyone.
See ya.